Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. When we dine out these days, there's something happening on the plate at good restaurants everywhere that might be easy to miss. More and more chefs, and home cooks for that matter, are using something called microgreens as ingredients and garnish. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of the Waterfront Kitchen, I've asked a man who has started a business raising microgreens to come on the show and fill us in. Welcome to Larry Hounts.
Hi there. And I've been over to Larry's place, and it's amazing. It's very high tech. I was very taken back when I walked in, and I can tell you that they're doing a bang-up job. And then Larry is surprisingly very serious in his approach to this project.
Well, here we are, Larry. You've got how many? About 15 or so?
Yeah, we brought in about 15 to 20 different kinds of microgreens today.
It's just amazing. I feel like I'm in a dollhouse kitchen.
Yeah.
Because these are all tiny little things, but they're beautiful.
I mean, what's amazing is you're doing this all pretty much hydroponically, right?
Yeah, everything's grown hydroponically in a under LED lights.
Right. It's inside. It's in your house, which actually was a shock to me which you have a lovely house, by the way.
Yeah, it's actually in a 10 by 15 foot room.
Right.
It's all in a vertical metro shelving, like
metro
in a
shelving
kitchen.
It's, you know, rack upon rack upon rack, and you have these crazy blue and red LED lights. Tell us where you got these. I mean, because the story is amazing.
Yeah, they're blue and red spectrum lights, so they're perfectly tuned for green leafy vegetables.
Right.
And we got them out of China. We worked with a Chinese company to design the LED lights. And it's just amazing how fast the...
Yes, you get things growing really quick.
Tell us what we have here. Name a few of these beautiful, beautiful microgreens.
So we have three different kinds of basil. We have a Thai basil, an opal basil, a lemon basil, and then we have some borage, some chives, some China rose.
China
radishes.
Rose is great. You should try this. It's super cool.
Let me try some of these things.
And, you know, you're also doing this aquaponically, right? You've got this fish tank outside that you use the water to grow the plants in.
Actually, yes. So we have a koi pond in our backyard. So we're actually taking the water from the koi pond, putting it through a biofilter, and then taking that water from the biofilter and then feeding our plants
right
with that water. So there's no pesticides, no fertilizers in the water. So it's 100% organically grown produce.
And sustainable. I mean, you're not adding any plant food extra than what the fish are developing in the water.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Jerry, I got to tell you, I just took a bite of these. Which one was this?
This is the China Rose.
China Rose. Unbelievable intensity of flavor.
Yeah.
I mean, these are tiny little things, but they pack a punch. Has that been your experience at
the
restaurant?
Yeah, definitely. These are great. And look, they have little nasturtium flowers, which are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So microgreens, and then also some lettuces, right?
Yeah, and we do petite lettuces. So we actually do lettuces that are anywhere from 20 to 30 days old.
Look at these cute little things.
So they're all really small, little baby lettuces.
Try these nasturtium leaves. They're intense.
Yeah, the nasturtiums are really hot.
Yeah, there's some great heat in those.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
Kind of a radish flavor.
Yeah, yeah.
At this time of year, Jerry, when we're building salads and things, this is just dynamite.
They're perfect.
A great approach for that. And how many restaurants are you working with now?
Right now, we're working with a handful of restaurants, five or six restaurants. We'll be at a couple farmers markets, Fells Point and the John Hopkins Farmers Market. It's a hands-on operation, so we're keeping it kind of small.
Oh, that's great. Thanks for being with us. And Jerry, I'd just like to remind our listeners that I'll be leading the Vineyards and Victories Tour this October. We're going to go to Portugal and Spain. Information at the Cellar Notes page on WYPR.org. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.